What's cracking? It's Joe.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Patrick.
What's going on, man? Ant Moss here.
So obviously, you just go right up there.
Hey, I know we're missing our boy Chaz. He's, you know, out there doing the date night. But we're going to start up today with the podcast. And we're going to start with a hot topic because in Atlanta right now, I think everybody knows in the city, we are having All-Star Weekend. How y'all feel about the All-Star Weekend coming here? And nobody's supposed to come because it's not going to be an in-person game. It's just going to be televised.
I hope everybody gets robbed.
You know, like, I need everybody, I need everybody to take a trip through Vine City, the Bluffs.
Okay.
You know, Matt Daniel Street.
Little East Point. Find a MLK Street. Just one of them. It don't matter, really.
Find one. Center Hill.
I just want somebody to experience a homeless man telling them where to park and taking it.
Hey, Mark from RDC World, what is on there?
Oh, for real?
He's commentating, yeah.
Oh, see? That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, oh, man. Have anybody got by the homeless guy telling you where to park?
I have got by the homeless man. I ain't gonna hold you.
I know better. Nope.
Yeah, nah.
I'm not gonna let a 60-year-old.
Not that you can park here, but I had one where I parked in a parking lot. He was just like, hey, I'll watch your car for you. I was like, if I don't pay you, you're gonna break in. So here you go.
I'm not a native Atlantean, so I didn't know about the homeless car parking lot dude. So I was like, oh, cool.
If you see a 60 plus year old man with no front teeth come up to you, first of all, if he start out and call you young blood, if he start out like, hey, young blood, hey,
don't do it.
Your car either gonna be on bricks or a couple of windows gonna be shattered.
Don't be the umbrella. It is not cheap to get your car stole in Atlanta.
Lightning strikes twice.
And they take the most pettiest stuff that you would never think that they would take out of your car.
Everything. Break all the windows, even if the door's unlocked.
They took my bag. I had a bag of change in the Crown Royal bag.
I had one stick of gum left, and they took the whole ashtray with the last stick of gum in it.
Now you probably had a couple quarters stuck down to the bottom of the ashtray, and they're like, "Nah, so, I need this 75 cents, snakey." But and my breath about to be minty.
But the whole ashtray, dude.
Hey, bro, for that minty breath, bro, you got to do what you got to do, man. I don't like the fact that the mayor said everybody stay home, and then the lineup for the people that's here is crazy. And the bad part is the lineup for the people that's performing this, there's a lot of people I want to see.
Yeah, and it's a lot of Atlanta people that are on those things. I was like, come on, bro. Y'all know what we're doing here. With the team.
Yeah, I'm mad the lineup is better than like pre-COVID. Like, this has never been this type of lineup in Atlanta before, period.
We haven't had this lineup since we had the Super Bowl. And it still wasn't the people that I really wanted to get big play.
I think this lineup better than the Super Bowl lineup.
But they got to get the big names down here because they trying to recoup all that money they don't lost since COVID. So
what money lost since COVID, bro? We was shut down for approximately 42 days.
Okay. So let's be honest here. 42 days, you a nightclub owner, right? You think you can miss 42 days?
Okay, you a nightclub owner, but you a nightclub owner in Atlanta, which means you've been charging folks $100 to get in for the last 7 years.
If you can't survive 42 days,
that's your own financial issue.
Somebody does not have a savings
account. Somebody's been spending that money on a little cocaine, which I realized black people do in Atlanta. I ain't think so. I thought we were just on that weed, but
hey, man, rich people stuff. It's more black people than you think it is. Trust me.
Mm-mm-mm. There's going to be cocaine done in my city this weekend by the Negroes.
Oh, and let me say this too. And all my local people that's already down here, y'all already know with the car scene. Y'all already done messed up the car culture down here. Now you're going to have all these out-of-towners down here acting crazy with the locals. So now 285's already jammed up. Why? 75's been backed up since Wednesday. Like, I'm sick of y'all. I hope all y'all get in an accident. I'm sorry.
No. Everybody wrecked their car. Everybody. I was trying to get home at 3 o'clock, bruh. Backed up. I was like, bruh, it's 3 o'clock. Ain't nothing popping at 3 o'clock. Why?
Everything's popping at 3 o'clock. They having day parties to go into the All-Star Saturday party, to go into the after-hour clubs. Like, Brookhaven, they selling alcohol to 4 a.m.
I saw that, bro.
They selling alcohol to 4 a.m. That mean they ain't closing the 6.
For about one place.
Well, thank you. Medusa right here, bro. The African spots just down this trip, going crazy. And I ain't even know, bro. My Latin homies down the street to the left, when I saw a dude pull up in the pickup truck, you know what I mean? And I was just trying to get him a little Chinese food from China Fame. Pickup truck, he bought 10, 24 packs of Corona.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, oh.
Like, you're lit, lit.
And he looked at me, and he just gave me that, I don't speak English, you don't speak Spanish, but it's about to be a fiesta, my dog. I got you.
Yeah, I think the line at my liquor store has been wrapped around the corner since Tuesday.
Oh yeah, they're really cool, bro.
Yeah, they done had like 3 delivery trucks since then.
Yeah, they're making big money. Yeah, man.
Ain't no Peach Crown this week,
bro. I don't even want to talk about Peach Crown because I still haven't.
You haven't tasted it at all, or you just haven't got a bottle?
Haven't got a bottle. And I'm not trying.
Before I got this one, bro, I was looking for these for like 6 months, bro. I just happened to catch 2.
I feel like us being from Atlanta, we should have had like.
I feel like it should be like this everywhere else, but it should always be here. Like, yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
We are the peach state. I don't understand that.
No respect. Y'all can come down here, bring us all your ratchets, all your drug dealers, all your hoopers, all your gold diggers. They can come here. But we at least got to get some Peach Crown. And then please, hey, if you listen to this podcast, wherever you at, if you have family, if you have friends that came to Atlanta this weekend, first of all.
And if you ain't heard from them, it's because somebody stole their phone.
They
left it in the
car. They got COVID and they had to spend $1,500 to get their car back. There's some people that's going to be stuck in Atlanta this week. Oh, yeah. You're going to get a lot of call outs Monday.
Oh, and shout out to City of Atlanta, because for the people that don't get their car broken into or don't get their car stolen, you best believe it's going to get booted.
Oh, yeah.
Boot man. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me.
Boots
for months. Boy, he was ready. They were like, what? Here?
Bet. Boot man's making money this week.
I need everything he got.
Boot man making money.
The boot man about to come.
Oh, I got it.
Y'all parking on the sidewalk? Nothing. I got
you. Thank you.
He ain't going to be trying to hear nothing because he's going to be doing that all 75. Night.
Yeah, all 75. Night.
Oh, he probably raised his price to 75.
Oh, no. You know, it's All-Star Weekend boot.
I'll come back.
It's a 150 boot this weekend.
Ooh, it's a 150 boot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And I got hit outside my apartment, and I live here. And I was just like, bro, I live here. I got all my documentation. They're like, it got to come from them. The lady came out here like, hey, bro, I'm already here. So somebody like, you have to pay the $75. They got to give your money back. I'm just like.
I'm telling you right now, you run up on the boot man in the middle of, while he's booting your car, he finna hit you with that Family Guy, the Mexican's cleaning lady. No.
He's still going to zip that boot.
Oh, yeah.
That boot going on the car.
Finish that boot.
No.
Wait, I'm here.
No. No,
it's worse when you hear that little clack with the boot lock.
Oh yeah, that hit different. Your soul.
Yeah. Thank you. So everybody, hey, this is what you get for Atlanta. Pay the valet, right? I know
don't
the valet
is small.
The valet gonna hit. They valeting for $100, $150 if you go on the spots, but you're gonna have to pay the valet. That's gonna be the Atlanta thing.
But hold on now. You know, some people down here in Atlanta own hopes and dreams, so they gotta take priority. Do you want a valet or do you want VIP? You can't have both.
You gotta have money coming down here, period. If you have to expect like, hey, $100 for valet, period. $100 a park.
This is not the time to come to Atlanta.
Exactly.
Broke,
you can't be broke coming down
here. I guarantee you is 30% of the people that's in town are broke.
You can be a broke woman coming down here. You can't be a broke guy coming down here.
Oh no. Yeah, no.
You can't. Where are you gonna get in, Ant?
You gotta be an 8 or higher this weekend. You can't even just be a random woman.
Or if
you're a broke man, you have to have like 5 or 6 females with you. Good looking females with you.
Period. Yeah. To get in spots. But they still taxing some of the women. Like if you ain't, like Joe said, if you ain't taxed not, the security looking like, nah, fam, you still paying this 100.
Oh yeah, no regular degular women up in here, right?
Nah, no. True. No. Oh, you got on sneakers with that dress? Nah, 150.
You gotta be a man. Three to four stallion, be like, nah, Cardi B.
You pay 50 tonight. You pay 50.
like you. Bro, I was here free last Wednesday. Yeah, that was last Wednesday.
That was regular Wednesday. That was regular Wednesday.
Be like, wait, is your toes not matching?
Mm-mm. Nah, you paying today?
Do you not have white toenail finish? Get out of here.
Can't get in.
White toes get chose, bro. It's All Star Weekend, fam. You trying to come up on somebody?
Yes, sir.
The only place you can get in, being on Hopes and Dreams, you can slide to an Applebee's and be that bar hopping pimping.
That dollar margaritas.
Hey, bro. After the 12th one, it start hitting. I ain't gonna tell no lie.
True. You get 12 wins, you gonna hate yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell that number no more.
You don't even get a buzz. You just go straight to hangover.
You be like, man, my head hurts.
I am still at this establishment drinking. How do I have a hangover?
I got a headache.
You're like 2 hours later. Why am I sad?
A hangover answer. Oh, bro, that's killer. So just watching people in Atlanta that's coming out here, I think we're gonna have to see. There's probably going to be 2 more shootings by the end of the All-Star weekend.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
And another 2 rappers going to get – we're going to get some more arrests. But we're going to jump over to the next topic, the other little hot topic right now. Still mad at the mayor for letting it happen. But, hey, all the people really about to get the bag, get the bag.
The mayor was like, bro, don't come here.
You say that, but you also let them come here.
She can't. What's she gonna do, bro? What she can't like close the border.
She could have shut it down.
She could have said, you got to find another city. But since Atlanta's the only city open, they're like, yeah, come here. And y'all don't come.
I don't know, bro. She has that power,
bro. She's like the couple brothers that's right there at the beginning of the convention at 8 a.m. What are you coming in here? Yeah. What are you going to stand in the way? Nah, I'm just going to slip.
Them brothers let the old people get trampled.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, we going to make sure you do this in the right order.
Oh, one more shout out.
Step out the way. Just step out the way.
One more shout out too.
What you got?
Shout out to all the Waffle House cooks, woo, waiters, waitresses. They finna be prosperous this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they gonna get tips.
Thank you. The people that's gonna make the biggest bags are going to be, our strippers who could get into their own clubs to strip. Then it's going to be the hookah girls and all servers. And then, like Ant said, it's going to be the Waffle House, the IHOPers, and all that.
Ugh, if you go to IHOP boot man. When you're drunk, you are a heathen. I don't care.
Thank you, bro. Like,
that just put a bad taste in my mouth.
But they still gonna be.
You said that nerve hurt. Talking about I want some pancakes,
bro. After you done got robbed, you just paid the grand. You paid the grand.
I got robbed.
He was like, I'm about to Uber get some pancakes.
I'm just gonna live Uber in my drivers sadness. Making money too. They taxing on Uber.
Surcharge. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You came here. There's probably Uber drivers that came to Atlanta to Uber. Like, where you from? I'm from Tennessee, but hey, let me get this bag real quick.
I gotta go around the corner. $50.
Nigga, what?
Yeah. That door opens, bro. Don't touch my door. You touch my door?
50.
And you better tip, because if you don't tip, they're going to call their homeboy to come rob you because they know you're not at the place they picked you up at. Your Airbnb about to get
Airbnb, touched. I didn't even think about that. Airbnb making money.
Airbnb like, you about to get touched. Well, all right, yeah, oh, you about to go into the spot right here? Cool. If you don't send that smooth $7 to $10, hey, fam, come to this address, bro. They just hit the club.
They just left, bro.
Just in the club. Nobody there. You know they got cash in the suitcase because they maxed out all their cards. Parking lot pimping. So let's keep on moving. So we're going to talk about simping today.
Simping
is the opposite of pimping. So hey, what does right. what does when you hear simping?
Well, yeah, you got no hoes when you are the hoe.
Clack clack.
That's fire.
Parking lot simping. So what does simping mean to y'all? Or when you hear that, what do you think of?
When I hear simping, I mean what I feel is the definition is. I say it's a lot. When you like the person of the opposite sex more than you like yourself.
Wow, that's deep.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, man. Who gonna follow up with that one? Because that was... who?
I mean, I guess for me, when I think about simping, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you... have some attraction to a person that is being clearly, you know, you're not getting any rhythm, you're not getting any interest, you're clearly not getting any positive response, so you can kind of tell it's kind of dead. But you still, you know, putting yourself there and trying to put yourself in that position and still, you know, longing for that person and just kind of putting yourself in a position to get played.
Okay.
And keeping yourself there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like going into the borderlines of really not having any self-respect for yourself. Mm. Yeah, so it's like the person that you are interested in or you really think you want to have that vibe with, you think she has that vibe with you, but really the whole time she's like, I'm really just waiting on him to, you know, leave or somehow I got to ghost him or... pretty much he's not going to do that anyway because I know I could get him to do anything I want him to do.
So since we're talking about definition, there's going to be somebody that's going to say that the friend zone and simping is the same. How do y'all feel?
The friend zone.
Is there a difference? And if so, what? I think there's a difference, but...
there is a difference, but I'm going to bleed into the next topic and I don't want to do that. Okay. I think there is a difference, but I'm going to leave it at that.
You think there's the next
topic. Hey, brother, don't look up.
Okay, to the next.
You look like you're staring at me. I don't
like I'm staring at you. You at the bottom, bro. You at the bottom. I'm on top.
You think like this.
Let's see.
I mean, for me, I'm going to say there's a difference. I think the main one is... I think you don't have as much control about being in the friend zone. You do have more control about being a simp. Secondly, I feel like in the friend zone, there still is a layer of friendship there, whereas simping does not require that. You could be getting 100% used and getting nothing out of that friendship, you know, quote unquote, and you'd be simping. But you wouldn't necessarily be in the friend zone because, I mean, there has to be some type of friendship. The friendship is when it's like, you know, unrequited and you're just like, all right, well, we'll be friends and, you know, hopefully I'll find a shot or whatever. But you actually have to have some type of friendship. When you ain't even got the friendship out of it, I feel like that's the difference in you in the simp zone now.
Simp zone. I feel like it goes hand in hand to me.
They close.
It goes hand in hand. Like, really, you know, close. Like... do you have to be a simp to be in the friend zone? No, but I feel like that that more people in the friend zone are single. You
know yes, mean? That's what I think. That's what I think.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Like, yeah, I'm doing like,
but I don't think they're the same thing.
I think a lot of simps are in the friend zone.
I think, yeah I mean, simp-like attitudes will lead you to the friend zone.
All right, I'm going to say this. I think simping in the friend zone goes hand in hand, but I think the difference between the two is the financial ability and availability.
Explain. I need you to explain.
Yeah. I got it. Like, yeah, I'm just like,
because you think in a friend zone, like Joel mentioned, okay, yeah, there's some level of friendship there. Simping, okay, you trying to do any and everything you can. But a lot of that stuff really boils down to the financials. What can you do? Oh, hey, can I buy this for her? Can I buy that for her? Maybe I can impress her with this. Maybe I could do that. You know, a lot of that stuff boils down to money.
Maybe, yes. If you have money, they will take advantage of it, right? But they will take advantage of it if you don't have money. There's still different ways that they can take advantage of it.
But
I
mean, it
may just be based on your time.
But in the end, it all comes back to money.
If you got money.
If you, okay, so that's your view of it. I think it go hand to hand. Right, we're gonna say what PJ want to say for the next topic, so we might as well go in to the next topic, right? And then, yeah, because I don't know, like, yeah, let's go on to the next topic because I think we're gonna,
and I think so. That was the one we started that one last week. What's the worst type of simp, the food guy or the boy BFF? So, you know, again, we broke into that a little bit. On the food guy, we got the guy that he's the call when, you know, when you're hungry. That's when he gets the phone call. He ain't, it ain't let's hang out. It ain't kick it. It ain't nothing else. It's, you know, oh, what you doing? I'm hungry. Let's go out. And he always got to front that bill. I don't get no rhythm at any other time. Then you got the boy BFF. The boy BFF is your bestie that, oh, he would never look at me like that. Oh, I never look at him like that. Meanwhile, he is over there looking at you just like that.
Right.
and you are not even looking at him like an adult male at this point.
Right. And that's why I said, like, simping in friend zones kind of close there. Like, that's pretty much the same bubble.
That's close. But see,
no, it's not. You know what? No. It's the same. Because,
but here's,
you have to be a simp to be in the friend zone.
You have to be a simp to be in the friend zone. But you, yes. Well, hold on. Do I feel that way?
You have to.
You have to be a simp to be in the friend zone. You have to be a simp to stay in the friend zone. And you have to, but you don't have to be in the friend zone to be a simp. So I still say they're different. The food guy is not in the friend zone. He ain't even there. He's just a simp.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with
so
that.
Yeah. I can't call them both the same thing.
So the food guy is 100% simp.
Food guy just simp. Food guy is simp. You're not even getting friendship out of it. You friends until this plate empty.
You get a nice conversation and paying for a bill. That's what you're getting.
That's it. So you ain't even a friend. You just simping at that point. But you know what I'm saying? The boy BFF, that's pretty much friend zone, truth be told. That's pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, shoot, well, just top to bottom. I don't know. I think y'all are a little bit different than mine, but I got PJ over here for me. He on my top left.
PJ on my top left too.
Cool. So what is your opinion on this, PJ?
I think it's stages. So if you're a simp in the friend zone, I feel like simp and friend zone are so connected that it's the same thing. Yeah. Like, you can't, like what Joe said, you can't not be a simp in the friend zone. Because you like this person. This person obviously does not like you back. But they're not like the food guy, they're taking your money, your time, and the food. But with the friend zone, they're taking your time and your emotional support. Like, you gotta provide emotional support. And you ain't getting nothing from this, period. You have to give emotional support. You have to be this person's friend. And you know you like this person. And this person is just treating you
Well, you know how much I hate giving emotional support?
Exactly. Exactly. But you keep on doing it because you like this person. You like this person.
You want me to fight a nigga for you? Sure. Listen to you cry about a dude? Nah, bro.
And then let that person get a significant other. Now you are the one that they talk to when the significant other does something wrong.
King simp, boy.
Is that a simp? That's a definition of a simp. But that, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about your nigga to me. No, I'm not doing that.
You have 100% control over whether you simp or not. You only have control over whether you stay in the friend zone. You can't stop yourself from getting sent there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you can't stop.
But you always have control over whether you simping or not.
But you can get out whenever you want to.
I feel like it's
levels. That's the same thing. Yeah, I think there's levels to. So let me answer the question right now. What is worse? Being the food guy is worse, right? If you're going to put it to like a percentage, just being the food guy, that simp, and trying to get to your ultimate goal and getting the girl will be harder than being that, the BFF. I think so. That's worse. You worse off being the food guy because you just there and they just using your money, right?
I agree.
There's no connection. I'm just using your money. Oh, yeah, you want to take me out? I like this spot. Do, 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 do. Oh, man, you know, you get a text message. Oh, what you doing? I'm not doing anything. Order Uber Eats me something. DoorDash me something. What you want?
I ain't even got to pretend that we're talking. Just,
yeah, just like just send. Let me do this.
I feel like that's the lowest level of food guy. Just DoorDash me something. Uber. Wow. That's it. She sends one text. And you just order her food like that. That's about the level of food guy. Or she just some food you. Guys get to go out with the girl.
She just sent you that random text. She'd be like, I'm at work. Be like, oh, well, I'm hungry. And that's I ain't took my break yet.
That's how I know I'm no good. Because I'm the dude kicking it just like, hey, bro, hey, tell him this. him to order us a 20 piece.
No, you can't come over right now. Just get it. Just Uber Eats. you know my order.
You said the 20 piece stuff.
Oh, don't let you know the order, bro. If you know the order, it's a wrap. Yeah, you never leave a food guy zone, bro.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, that's so that to me, that's the worst one. The worst one. And then the friend zone and just being simp is you if you stay in the friend zone, you're a simp. Whether or not you get put there, but you probably a simp if you're getting put there too. You know what I mean?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Because I feel like women naturally put people in friend zones. This is from what I've been told. I've been told like a one conversation, yeah. Women are gonna be like, you're here. Oh, you're here. And that's from what I've been told. I mean, it could not be true for all women, but what I have been told is that by the women I have talked to.
Okay, so let me just write down. If you see me looking over to the side, I'm a doodler for all those people that can actually see me now. I'm a doodler. So, you know, every once in a while, we get some good topic to get conversation. Like, you know what? We're going to have to get some women on.
That's very true.
Talk about the friend zone because, you know what I mean? We get in the male perspective here, you know, the gentleman's delegation, casual, sometimes comical conversation from the male standpoint. So, you know, it's always good to, when we say this is what women be saying and stuff like that, we got to grab women. All right. So that's what you heard, PJ.
Okay. That so the question zone. Is being a genuine friend put you in the friend zone? The friend zone that we think the friend zone is.
Now, if you're a genuine friend, I feel like friend zone and being simp, there's some attraction that either you are said and got rejected and still staying around, or you're not confident enough to go and approach. So you're using friendship to come around. You know what I mean? If you platonic, y'all friends, y'all kick it.
Yeah, I think that comes down to a motive thing. I mean, if you're okay, we'll be friends, but as soon as I see an opportunity, you know what I mean, I'm gonna make this work, or hopefully so she'll see up me. With you. That's yeah. all, yeah, like that's gonna be friend zone type stuff. But I mean, nah, otherwise it's just a platonic friendship.
I think that's the only time a man will really be patient for real is in that aspect. If you get that, if you're in that level of being in the friend zone, I think that's the only time you really see a man be patient. Any other time, they go, all right, on to the next one.
So I think Brian and PJ answer. So Ant, what's your answer on the food guy or the BFF?
Definitely the food guy. If I call you or text message you, you know, my name should just be my regular name or my nickname come up. Not no restaurant, not your order number.
Not Papa
Do's. Not Papa Do's, you know, not Maggiano.
Hey, she got different tax brackets of the food guys.
You know, not 20-piece hot extra lemon pepper sprinkles. You know, that shouldn't pop up on my phone.
Pete's drink,
ooh. You know. No, definitely the food guy. I think definitely worse. I think. Cause it is. I feel like if you're the food guy, I feel like a female just talk to you any kind of way. Mm. Especially if you're the food guy, be like, "Oh, hey, how your day going? How's work going? Oh, it's all right. So did you send that order in already? Oh. Well, you know, my day's going good. You know, thanks.
You know. Thank you. What about me? Like, that's yeah." That's just disrespectful.
So how do you stop being the? How do you like what?
Stop buying food.
Right. True. Stop buying food.
Straight like that.
What are the signs that you are going to be the food guy?
But hold on. Before that, I think with some dudes, that's all they know. They don't know how to approach a female for real, or. Some of them be kind of sketchy shooting their shot. So, hey, they go today to a lot of women's comfort zone, which is food.
Now, I understand food is going to be a key point of the relationship. So, I see what you're saying. Like, my comfort zone is let me get in using food first, and then you get stuck using food.
You got to know if you're getting the rhythm or not, bro. If you only get in the rhythm during meal times, bro, it's a problem. Like that's if you're not getting that consistent rhythm, it's a problem. You need to be
careful. That's the problem.
Taking advantage of.
That's the problem. Some don't. Some really don't.
This is a good sign, right? If you get paid bi-weekly, right? If you get paid bi-weekly, and she only seems to hit you up the further away from that check.
That second week,
yeah, but like on pay week, you don't hear nothing from like you know Thursday. If you have the green dot card, it hits on Wednesday. You know, if you don't hear nothing on Wednesday,
this man said green dot.
You don't hear nothing from that pay Wednesday to that next Sunday, and then all of a sudden Monday, Tuesday come around, and you getting into a like Joe said a rhythm. Nah, bro, you the food.
Bro, if you ever, I mean, first and foremost, if they ever hit you and just ask for food, that's a wrap. Yeah. If they hit you and tell you that they hungry on a regular basis, but that's the only times they hit you, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, you have to realize the signs. I mean, you know, if truth be told, bro, if we friends, you're going to have to grab that bill one of these times. if we going out, just, you know what I'm saying? If we just going out having a conversation, catching up or something, you got to reach for that checkbook one time. Now, I might still cover it, but, I mean, we're going to have to – I'm going to need some participation if we just kick
it. So, is that the test to see if you're the food guy? Because I know some women are very good at covering up to letting you know that you're the food guy. Like, there's a lot of times niggas don't know they're the food guy. So, what is the test to, like, say, am I the food guy? Besides the texting and the, like, we're going out for food, like
– that's, like, I've never really had – a female I was particularly cool with that has not paid for food when we've been out. Like they will have fought me for like, I'm gonna pay this time. So, and Lord knows most of them were broke as a mug. So I'm like, I already know that was like scraping the bottom of their account to cover that. So I think if it's a friendship, it's friends, like I'll pay for my friends, you know, male or female, but you know, you kind of expect for that to go both ways. If it turns into a one-sided thing and we're just supposed to be cool.
And even if, like Joe said, even if it's one of them times like the friends really don't have it like that for real and they still trying to fight you for the bill, even if they couldn't get the bill, if you catch, even if I catch the bill and they try to, you know, put in on the tip or something like that, I mean, that mm-hmm. that makes a big difference. That helps. You know what I'm saying? So
see if you can go out. Like, if you try to look, see if you can go out without getting food. Like, yeah, hey, let's go to the little coffee shop and hit the park. And the whole, like, where we're gonna get something to eat. You know, what about this?
Hey, fam, I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all sitting in that coffee shop, she started doing this.
Stop for the park.
Where the food at, fam? Like,
well, you know I eat for real.
I ate before I came. Oh, like,
is that right? Oh, yeah. You hit him. Well, oh, no, we don't gotta go.
On the main question, I think I fall about the same as y'all. I will say that just like the boy BFF is so disrespectful. So I really want to say that one. But you know, the food guy, you are there for nothing but to be taken advantage of. You are not getting anything in return. You're not getting any type of friendship, cool, what all you getting is a bill. So that's got to be worse. But the boy BFF is so disrespectful. Like, I am a man. Like, bro, you not just go sit up here and disrespect me. I'm a tiger. Quit treating me like a house cat with no claws. You are in danger, okay?
The boy BFF is at a point where she can pick you, technically. She can pick you.
But she not. When you said it was disrespectful, in my head, the first thing I thought is only disrespectful, right? Or you only view it as disrespectful if you not thinking about a relationship and it's like you not simping, right? You be like, oh, it's different, bro. Like, but the other simp, you be like, oh, yeah, I'm just here, you know, whenever she's ready to pick me, well, yeah, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. When you simping, you looking for anything. Any tiny little shred of, you just happy you got the phone call. So if she needs food, all right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or if she wants to talk about problems with a man, okay, cool, you know, I can't believe he treated you like that. I wouldn't, you know, you were there trying to dirty back.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah.
he did what? Treat you like that. What? Can't believe that.
You the work husband without working with her.
Oh no.
Oh, is the work husband a simp?
Slick. But ooh. Everybody
work husband parlay is a lot more than more.
I ain't gonna lie. The work husband is like Melvin off of Baby Boy. No cap. Work husband all the freedom. Yeah. All the freedom.
Yeah, you
the work husband walk around the house when he want to. talk his way out of trouble. Straight Melvin.
Yeah, I think the work husband is a step above. If you just there, because everybody been the work husband or had like you do a little, you know, slick work relationship because you there so often.
Right.
But like if they really trying to do something outside, like if you really trying to pursue it, it's just like, you know, for play.
That's messed up.
Every time you're going to go to lunch, you know who you're going to lunch with. Ooh, who got dunked on, Joe? And I thought it was going to be Ant. Golly, I appreciate you, Ant.
You Quavo just beat that thing into the bleachers, bro. It was fire. All in 2 Chainz face.
Y'all going to stop. You going to stop doubting me.
Get rocked right now. It's terrible.
Joe got 2 screens. He had that thing on the other screen, bro.
Joe was just like, oh, I'm like, nigga, what happened?
You going to stop doubting me.
It is 12-6. And 2 Chainz got all of their 6, bro. Lil Baby's trash. 2 Chainz, at the half, 2 Chainz had 6 points and 7 rebounds. Nigga's doing all he can.
He's like, bro, I am all over the court.
And Quavo just sent his shit into the parking lot. So.
Come on now. Well, you know, for charity. Like, it's for charity. Yeah, that's just a whole, you know, there's levels to simping, but like, yeah, the food husband, you get more benefit than the boy best friend.
To be honest, I don't think the work husband's a simp at all.
That's a whole different.
Yeah,
the work husband just right place, right time.
Facts.
Yeah, you're gonna take advantage of what you get. Like,
wait a minute, I get benefits. Yeah,
dirty back is there too, for real.
Bro. Yeah. Oh yeah. Undermining is there. He didn't get you what for what? That's
I think crazy. The opposite person's a simp.
You said what?
Husband. Like, if it's a girl, I think the woman is a sin for the work husband. Because the work husband, bro, the work husband just has to say a couple words, and he in there. I'm telling, bro, how many affairs have happened in the workplace?
But who normally initiates the affairs at the workplace?
I feel like, are we going to say the guys normally?
Who initiates?
I don't know who normally does it.
I think, like Ed said, I think it's more like right time. Because you hear, like, you undermining the relationship, and then next thing you know, is the shoulder crying on. Be like, I'm so mad at him. Then you be like, you so mad? It's Friday. Let's get a drink so you can talk about it. And then next thing you know,
you have my
pantalones.
No mas.
No mas. So I think it's just like, yeah, it's just, they just setting it up. You know what I mean? It's like a cupcake that you just been waiting to hit out the park one time. It's like, yeah, I've been putting in work for 5 years, working harder than the 401k.
Wait, he been at work putting in work, at work.
Yeah, thank you. Putting in that investment every check. Mm-mm. Oh, he buys me Snickers on payday. Okay.
He gave me the big slice of pizza at the pizza party.
It's like, you about to be the snack.
So are y'all shutting down work husbands? Are y'all shutting it down? Like your girl come home and be like, he's so cool, blah 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 blah. He did this for me. Shutting it down.
Is she coming back with to go plates?
And yeah, she's coming back with the whole shebang, bro. The whole shebang. It's 100% a work husband. Are y'all shutting it down?
It's situational.
It's situational, but my official stance is F that dude.
Yeah, I'm probably going to, because you know, like, there's a certain level of, like, nah, he being shiesty about it. Yeah, we're going to have to shut that down. You know what I mean? See,
I'm not going to disrespect that man by pretending he is not dangerous. We are both animals out here. That's dangerous.
The work husband is what the boy BFF wish he could be.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree. Right.
Okay. Boom. Yes. Got you.
Because he's out there for all the danger. He is not a declawed cat.
Basically, the work tiger.
Thank you.
The work husband has nothing to lose.
Yeah, so he can say it, be slick, and say Randall. The boy BFF be like, but what about our friendship, though? Like,
are the wings here yet? Tell them leave them at the door.
Like, I brought the buttermilk ranch because I know this place doesn't have it for you.
You know me so well.
What is, before we move to the next topic, feel free to not disclose the names of the just simp Negroes. But what are the most simp activities, the pinnacle of simpness you have witnessed, or if maybe partook in?
I was a simp once. 16 years old.
Story time.
Oh no, you ain't gonna hear this story time. This can be what the delegation after dark. Like, nah. I was in love with this chick when I was younger.
You remember it now?
I remember it now. Okay, so we'll give you one story, right?
It still hurt.
It still hurt.
He saw his face.
It's hilarious.
His heart cringe a little bit.
I am way past, but it's hilarious because this is when you know you was trying to do right by the Lord, right? So me and my dad would go work out in the morning at like a little doctor's office, because the doctor's office was doing a little thing that you would get percentages off if you bring family members or whatever. So I was driving to school, just when I was in high school, I was a senior in high school, driving to school, right? So we'll both go down there to drive and work out, and then I'll go to school. And I had classes off campus, right? So I really didn't have to go to my home school until the afternoon because my off campus classes I can drive to. So I'm up there getting off. I'm texting, oh girl, do. She hits me up and be like, hey, you know what? I missed the bus. Can you pick me up and take me to school? I'm just like, you know, being the simp goody two shoes that I was at that time. I'm like, sure, I can be helpful. This is what you do. You help out, be helpful. So my dumb behind, right, went to her house, just stayed out in the car, waiting to get out, and drove her right to school. And
I got to stop you right there. So you're saying you in high school with access to a vehicle that you drove to and from school, you took this girl straight to school?
Yep, took it straight to school. Straight to school. And the song that was playing on our ride to school was just a little bit by 50 Cent. So it was just like, you know what I mean? The songs playing, all signs was for me to, you know, all signs. I talked to her later on. She was like, yeah, like, why would you take me to school? Like years later. Like, why did you take me to school? I was like, I was trying to be a good guy. You know, I want to take advantage of you. You know what I mean? So you was just there for the No Mas Pantalones. It was like, yes. And you, like, the song was playing you just a little bit. I'm like, I could have unbuttoned the pants just a little bit.
I don't think that's simp behavior.
I wouldn't call that simp.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that simp. Brian always brings up, this is the second week in a row, he don't bring out a story that did not apply.
I feel like it was simp because I was trying to, the reason I didn't do it, because I was trying to prove I was a good guy.
If Charlamagne was here, I would tell him to tell you to give you Donkey of the Day for that one.
I mean, like, you know, that's you. I was young, you know what I mean?
And I don't think that's a simp.
You were clearly getting rhythm. Now, never mind. But yeah, you were clearly getting rhythm.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't. There was a couple rhythms that.
I mean, but I think
I was on the rhythm and she was on a different rhythm.
You got tossed into the simp area right after that.
Yeah.
And then the next like 2 years, that
got put into the same category because of your actions.
Because I feel like it led me into, but like, you know, I know you like me. Like, let me,
you walk yourself into the friend zone.
I did. I was like, excuse me.
You got your membership right there.
Thank you.
Like, said, lifetime? Okay.
Friend zone table for one? Yeah, right here. Best table you got. Yeah, I did that.
So just forever? Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Forever? All right, so.
A card comes in the mail or?
No,
Brian. Discounts.
B was the criminal that turned himself in that didn't mean to turn himself in.
Sir, that wasn't a crime. Are you sure?
Now, looking back on it, I'm like, bro, I took a straight to school. Like, how?
Obey the speed limit and everything.
Everything, bro. No,
like, all the stop signs.
Make sure you put on your seatbelt. We about to get you there safe.
Before this song ends.
Pull right up to the front door.
Oh, yeah, because I had to go back off campus, but I was, you know, sacrificing my education. You live and you learn.
Hey, and they finally scored again. It's 19-7.
Whoa, they getting thrown.
Two Chainz look like he's ready to just shoot somebody and walk out.
Bro, Two Chainz is 40-something years old. You mean to tell me he is out here scoring all them 6 points?
Everything he got, bro.
Little baby just out here just running around the court.
Little baby almost got dunked though. Yeah, yeah. He's doing everything.
Who's dunking?
Two Chainz doing everything. Quavo went up for it, but.
Bro, Quavo and Jack Harlow just running all over.
Oh, dang. What's popping? Not that score. So anybody else got any story that they seen or just what's the worst type?
I'm trying to think. We heard one the other day, but That was rough and very specific. So I'm gonna leave that alone. But that's all I can think of now because it was hilarious.
I got one. I think the worst one I did was back in middle school. We took a field trip. What was that field trip like? Everybody in school went to the night festival.
Y'all gonna sleep over in middle school?
No, the
wild over on the south side.
Shut up.
Y'all went toward the jails.
Wow. Get scared straight.
Y'all did a lock in for real.
I almost said something to Joel, but we're recording. Anywho, it was the, what was the knight shining armor? The knight armor.
Oh, the medieval games.
The little medieval thing.
Medieval times.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We took a field trip there, and it was this chick that I really, really liked.
Oh, you said the night thing, bro. We talking about nighttime. You talking about knights in armor.
Talking about King Arthur, the round table.
He said, you know, the night thing you go to. Like, at night?
What's to sleep. I go to sleep at
night. I hate y'all, DeKalb County niggas. Anyway. Anywho. We went to the field trip. Like I said, it was just chick. I had liked her for the longest. But like you said, the whole rhythm thing, you got to feel the rhythm thing out. So whole time, she gave me a little play.
I got one.
She sat next to me on the bus. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, bet. You know, had a little conversation, chopped it up. All right, cool. Went through the field trip, walking through. She sat next to me at the little presentation thing. I'm like, oh. Okay, this might work. Bought her some flowers.
Okay.
Middle school flowers? You buy flowers in middle school?
Bought her some flowers. So now, this is the part that I did not know and where I made mistakes. I knew that there was someone in the picture. I just didn't know how deep it was between said person and her. So when we got back to school from the field trip, we in class, said person was skipping class because he heard that we finally came back. So
okay, pause. One second. You bought her flowers the same day?
Yeah, same day.
All right.
Anywho, like I said, bro, middle school. Live and you learn.
Yeah. Bad A middle schoolers. Just want you to know. Just yeah, right. Keep going.
Hey, man. Your minds make great times. Anywho.
That is written on a very nasty place's bathroom stall.
No.
Okay, keep going, Am.
No. You're going to get canceled.
Wow. Moving forward. So anyway, we back in class. Homie was skipping class. He rolled up on her, peeked his head in the door. He saw the flowers sitting on the desk. Then he peeked. He was like, who bought them? I'm talking about like in the middle of class. We all in class. Who bought them? She was like, don't worry about it. Somebody else bought them. Then he snuck his head back around the corner, took off. Whoever bought them, he lame and just ran off. Then everybody turned around and looked back at me like this. I was like,
"He said, damn, you lame? We ain't even know.
Did you know? I ain't know." And now the last time he bought flowers.
Last time he bought flowers. Okay. Never again.
Like, he's gone for life. He lame. Huh? I ain't lame. Huh? Never
I ain't lame. Again. I ain't lame.
That's
a rough year.
Joe got his revel.
I can't breathe.
Revelation.
Yeah. So I ain't gonna hold y'all, but teenage Joe had about the confidence of a kid in a wheelchair at a Dunkin' concert contest. So I had to be about, let's see, I still had a full head of hair then. So
16.
I had to be around about 15, something like that. I was at we was at the Macon Coliseum, and I had been crushing on this girl. No rhythm, didn't even know what rhythm was, but if I did, I wasn't getting. And I forget what I was trying to get. I was trying to invite her to something. I don't remember what it was, but it was my last chance. And I saw her probably like 100 feet away. And Coliseum packed. I'm in a three-piece suit. Well, I sweated that whole god doggone three-piece out. Chasing that. She circled the whole freaking Coliseum to get to the other exit. And I'm just ducking and dodging people and diving through stuff. I finally get to her. And like legit, this is probably like a 6 minute. Like I literally went around this whole thing. I'm going full speed through a crowd. Solid 6 minutes. Get up there. Can't breathe because I'm still chubby. I'm about to pass the freak out. Just be like, are you going to that place? You are? Okay. I see you there. It's disgusting. Disgusting. A little part of me died. There's two times I ran after things and a part of me was like, okay, that part of Joe, you're dead. That part and I think I probably said it on here before. The fat kid in me died when I chased the ice cream man and he didn't stop.
I hear that. Oh, no.
I was like, I know you see me.
Never again. Never again.
I only like ice cream. Drive on my block. I'm shutting this whole thing down.
To this day.
Oh, right. Man. That's cold-blooded.
Joe has never ate a strawberry shortcake ice cream.
No one's going to get named Tweety Bird with cock eyes.
No popsicles.
Bubble gum don't even gum no more. It just crinkles up.
Biting and shatters.
Trash. The gum at the bottom of that jar is a screwball.
Yeah, the screwball.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Terrible. It is nasty.
Like how you don't gum right?
It's frozen gum. What do you expect? I don't understand.
it's the freezer burn. It's the freezer burn.
Nobody ordered.
Get back to a gum consistency, and we don't.
Nah, fam.
But never becomes a gum.
But see, we was kids back then, so we didn't know what freezer burn was.
See, like that's crazy because like I only got one. That strawberry shortcake is the only ice cream. The strawberry shortcake or the big cookie sandwich. That's it.
I was a taco man sandwich. Myself.
Nope. Had to go strawberry shortcake. Had to go with the chocolate eclair. Had to go with the LaSonic joint.
Yeah.
Sonic was not trash.
It was trash, bro. Like anytime you got a character, bro, it was trash, bro.
Any character was trash, bro.
That Sonic was a rich paid athlete with the cocaine, bro.
Sonic like he was
never got the same Sonic ever.
Sonic like he face planted at full speed and got up.
SpongeBob looked like he was on meth.
It's like SpongeBob be looking weird. Sonic be looking like he just got hit for all his rings. Like nigga just like why you got this picture up there when they don't look like this? You lied to me.
Oh man.
So PJ, do you have
don't have a simp story because I was too real afraid to even talk to girls. So I guess I was simping from afar, but I never talked. Like
he was a simp sniper.
So when you missing the three-pointer so bad, you just pretend it was a pass.
Wait, you pump? Oh, here you go. Open.
Ooh, open. You go back. Yeah, I did the alley-oop.
That's pretty much what it was. Like even in middle school, high school, bro. I never talked to girls. I couldn't even do it, bro. Like it would physically give me an anxiety attack.
Really?
Yes, bro. Like, I'll start sweating, everything.
We got a couple good topic. Because I guess, like, you know, how were we when we were younger, the young delegation, since we bringing out all these old stories, they came back with, what, Young Rock, Young Sheldon. Nigga, y'all gonna know about how we was. Joe had hair. I was light-skinned. Young delegation. Yeah. I blame my mom in that. She just put a baby oil. Like, why would you, like, nigga, I'm 10 going outside in the Georgia heat. Why are you going to pour baby oil on me? Like, I'm not a stripper, mom.
She pressed you like a turkey.
No, I'm not a stripper.
But you at 350? Like, well, like, for a little bit.
That's probably why I'm asking you all the time now. Because, like, nigga, I've been traumatized with moisturization.
Cooking 31 years.
Baby oil in the summertime, Vaseline in the winter.
But shoot. Okay. So we went over that. We hit our simple stories.
I think this was anything else. I think last one was what simping isn't.
What simping isn't. I know what it isn't. Like, simping ain't. If you have, like, since Job and references, if you have a rhythm, right, you can OD a little bit. You can overdo it when you got a good rhythm, right? A lot of people up here talking about Russell Westbrook and everything like that. He just in love. Wilson. Let him be in Russell. Thank you, Russell Wilson. He can be in love. Let him be in love. You know what I mean? He want to do whatever he want to do. He's taking care of his kids, his family, his wife, and he's not afraid to let anybody know that that is a key and big important part of his life. I think Ryan, what's his name, Coogler? The director of
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, he was like, man, like, I wouldn't have my success if it wasn't for my wife. Overdo it, you know what I mean? If it's going both ways.
It has to go both ways. It has to go both ways.
Go ahead and, you know, do it. Simping is not, if it's mutual, it's not simping. Goddamn, yeah. You know, be corny. Love on your women's, your black women's, your Latinos, Asians. And holler at me if any Asians listen to this podcast. My number is 229-444-7400. All right, yeah. So
but I think I had this conversation with some other people about Russell Wilson because it's like he mentioned, B, a lot of people really think what he's doing is considered simping, but I told them, I was like, my personal opinion, I really think that's just Russell's personality, and people just confuse his personality with simping because my honest opinion, I think in real life, I think Russell Wilson's just a little bit corny. There's nothing wrong with him being corny. But I think people take his corny personality and they confuse that with him simping.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what it breaks down to. And I mean, you know, like if he was doing that stuff, let's say, you know, they were dating, or maybe he was just trying to date her or something. Like, okay, now, you know, now we might be into some simp territory. You spending a whole lot of money on stuff, and, you know, it might be a little bit of different if you're not, again, if you're not getting that rhythm, if you're not, you know, getting those, doesn't look like those feelings are reciprocated, we might be in some simp territory. But yeah, I mean, yeah. When you're in a relationship, you know, that's different, especially marriage, you know, nah, man, you know, go above and beyond, be yourself, express stuff how you want to express stuff.
Yeah,
you
can't simply be married. That makes sense. Unless your wife don't love you, then that's a different story.
Ooh, since you said that, PJ, I got a question.
All right.
So you can't simp if you're married, right?
Can't simp if you're married. Go ahead.
Was Steph Curry considered to be simping with the whole Aisha Curry situation?
Nah, because he supported his wife, right? Think about it. Do you think it's simping?
He wasn't.
I don't think it's simping.
I don't know. That's rough. That's what should be a private situation thrown into a million of Americans.
True.
you know, viewpoint because they're celebrities.
And what you talking about when she was like, oh, you know, my compliments from my husband ain't enough, and that's what you talking about?
Yeah.
And then he was out there
going. That's not his problem. That's not his problem. He's doing what he's supposed to do. It's her problem.
Yeah, he's not simping if he, like, you know, because I think on the next couple weeks on Twitter, he was out there like, oh, my wife's beautiful. Hey, beautiful. They're like, you know what I mean? Nah, he's just trying to do what he needs to do. Yeah.
As a husband, because he knows his wife is feeling some type of way. So he's trying to go all out the way to make her feel good.
Yeah, I think she put them out there to get embarrassed, and he probably did the best he could have did in that situation.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
She is but okay with.
Believe it or not, after that situation, a lot of people was at Steph Curry's neck about that. A lot of people. A lot of females, believe it or not, was at Steph Curry about that. Well, but know, I think that was just hate.
Yeah, a little hate, a little jealousy, like, oh no, you know, especially when you see a chink in the armor, people are going to attack that. Especially if they're, you know, being, you know, gold diggers out there gold digging. And it can go both ways, because you know, Aisha Curry up there cooking everything like that, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm probably gonna say I gave her a compliment under her page, you know what I mean? I think I did. I was like, hey, you know, if Steph ain't telling you, you know what I mean? Looking real good today.
Now she on magazine covers and everything.
You know, sometimes you don't know what is a, Steph, I'm not going to say this word because I know I'm going to butcher it, but you know, it starts with a P and it's for like stunts. Say it for me. It wasn't a
prostitutes.
I don't know what you're trying to use. I was super like, confused.
Good, the word. Any the word is good. The word
promotion.
No, not it's, you know what it is.
Publicity.
Yeah.
Persuasion.
Publicity.
It's for tricks.
I'm not.
That's what you gave us.
Sir, you must be like terrible ass.
I'm not gonna like. I know. I'm like, my tongue is just gonna get tied up if I say those letters.
What's that game where you gotta give like the definitions of a word on the card?
Oh, we was on Taboo. I would be
Taboo.
Yeah,
he
would have got it. Hey, I still got y'all to get it within like 15 seconds. I probably wouldn't have had like 5 cards, but I could have got 3. And I just want y'all to know, anybody that want to challenge the gentleman's delegation in any board game can see us.
Click, clack.
Feel me? No matter what it is, charades, Taboo, what's that one? Cranium.
If y'all want to see it, let's go.
Everything except for Scrabble.
I'll do
Scrabble.
Wait, hold on, whoa. Y'all can't do Scrabble?
I'm a 4-letter killer, nigga. That's it. That's it, bro. I'm going to put these 4-letter, bro, quiz, but I'll quiz your behind, bro. I know. Every short word that has a Q in it.
And then just the general embarrassment of if you've ever had to take a word back because you spelled it wrong, you don't be putting out them iffy words no more.
Yeah, nah.
That ain't in a dictionary. Like,
isn't there a silent H?
Felt like
yeah, look, your confidence just shot.
Yeah, bro.
4. I don't know.
Probably.
I think I can spell 4-ray, but is it just ease? I don't know.
Oh, man.
Gotta use the elementary words. That's it.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. There's not too many like 5 or 6 letter words that I feel confident spelling right now. Like the only reason I know how to spell success right now is because I had to put an N for the password to this zone. Well, hold on, 2 C? It's 2 C's and 2 E's and that's it. Oh no! It's just 2 C's. I don't think it's 2. Yeah, I know. Oh. It's not. Yeah, it's just 2 C's and 2 S's. You know what
I mean? I was gonna say I don't think it's 2 E's successful.
I got beef with you now. So last week you just spelling out Mississippi for like 7 minutes straight.
Cause
you
can't spell success. That's the song. Nigga, no. I can only spell banana if I do the song.
Let them give me the letters to aardvark.
Thank you. That's it. B-A-R-K. That's it. If it doesn't have a song, and you know what? I don't even do the hook to independent because I'm gonna spell it wrong.
Thank you.
I-E, no, it's not even I-E, I-N, yeah, you know what I mean?
Thank you, spell it Trap Star without the A,
I want to tell you no lie, bro, like, if anybody's life is in jeopardy, and they tell me to spell something, I am going to pray. I'm going to pray for you, because I know you going to die.
He said, pass.
Thank you. P-A-S-T.
Can I phone a friend?
Oh, man.
Can I get it used in a sentence? You better get right with God. I only got three more questions. Can I get the origin? Let me get is it a pronoun? It's a verb. That's your last question. Hey, nigga, you dead. You pray. Forgive us our transgressions.
He said transgression.
And those who transgress against us, our father.
Oh, man.
So anybody else got what simping isn't? Anybody got the
being a genuine friend is not simping.
Being a genuine friend. There we go.
Being a genuine friend is not simping. That is true.
Because some people may look at it from the outside, be like, oh, you're simping. Like, I'm just being a friend. There's some things like, okay, she genuinely is distraught. I am helping to console her. I don't have an agenda.
You know what, man? You know what I'm saying? We are taught to do otherwise, but showing your feelings and being affectionate to somebody that you care about is also not simping. If you got to pretend to be hard all the doggone time, but you're not really that ain't the right person for you. You know what I mean? The right person is going to appreciate that, is going to accept that, you know what I mean? And it is going to want all of that.
Till y'all get to an argument and she throw it back in your face.
Going off the balcony.
Remember you cried when the Incredibles came on in that one part?
You're gonna get the fabulous special.
Yeet that. Skirt that.
F-A-B-O-U-L-L-S-C. Nah, I spelled that wrong too.
Oh my God. Oh, hey. Being a gentleman is not being simp.
You ain't even said like you believe that.
It's not.
I agree, but a gentleman would take her directly to school, though.
Now, what I did, you know, who knew? There's been a couple who knew times. Yeah, you like, oh, I'm about to be. Oh, well, how many people know this story? Well, we're not going to use no name, but yeah, never mind. We're not. We'll talk about this afterwards. I think that's simple. That wasn't simple.
That wasn't simple. That's just you being.
Oh, my God. But yeah, you know, like I said, you got to be able to be yourself, man. And I think that, unfortunately, a lot of the times, you know, not being particularly gentlemanly will probably get you a little bit further than will be, you know, being gentlemanly. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a gentleman. It doesn't mean that, you know, that you a simp because of that. You know, the reality of it is that whoever you may be, you know, attracted to right now probably just doesn't have the emotional maturity at this point to appreciate that.
Emotional maturity.
You know, so that's you get a lot of it when you're younger, and unfortunately a lot of it drags into when it's older, but you know.
Childhood traumas.
That's the same people. Wow. Gonna be looking for you know, that's a perfect example right there with Sierra. Sierra, you know, she went with the future, saw what I got her, and then, you know, found a good one. I ain't looked back.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it a buck though. Once Sierra broke up with Future, Future Music started back putting out the flames again. Because when he was with Sierra, it was kind of garbage.
Some people are supposed to be toxic, and you just have to accept that some people are toxic. And one thing we've learned is Slick either getting certain women being toxic, and like That's Joe said. You have to pick who is right for you. So, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
Picking what's right for him. He's toxic.
When Sierra left, I got that Man on the Moon mixtape, and I was bumping that for like 3 months straight.
Yeah, some people can't be in love and be good music. You know what I mean? That's why I'm going to be sad when Drake finally falls in love and like get married.
I need Givian to find somebody and be happy, bro.
We need another breakup. He is the Black Adele.
Okay, bro. I need something positive, Adele, bro.
She broke.
Woo, thank you.
Him and Sir giving me nothing but breakup soundtracks. Like, doggone it, can I be happy, please?
Nah, fam. You listen to the wrong album, be like, yeah, it's over. I can't do this.
Hey, and I'm sorry, but 21 Savage is not exempt from this because he would give you some of the hardest bars and then slip in one emotional trauma he had about one female and one breakup and then just rock with it.
Nobody's worse than Kevin
Gates. And then go back to shooting people in the face.
Kevin Gates. Like, I can't. The vibe for Kevin Gates is mildly uncomfortable.
It should be.
Yeah, Kevin Gates. Yeah, we shooting. And then him and Sharika are having a freaky mixtape in the middle of a bar. Like, hold on. Whoa. I agree.
YG did the same thing. I agree.
You were like, you thought the song was like a vibe. I'm about to shoot. I'm going to kill. I'm working. And next thing you know, he flipping it and reversing it. I'm like, whoa.
Big Sean whoa, did Kevin. Too.
Yeah.
Well, Big Sean stuff runs deeper, apparently.
You know what, man? Big Sean was hurt, bro. You can tell he was hurt. And he tried to rap us through it.
he tried to be strong.
He tried to convince us and himself that he don't F with her. But he still wanted to. He was... Yeah. He just what was that group? He just wanted to be 8066 again, whatever that was.
Wow.
20
dang, what was that one?
He just wanted to get back to that.
So we're about to have a hot topics of the best hurt songs.
Oh, that works. Yeah, that's a whole different conversation.
Thank you. Like what are some of the sad songs you play to get sadder?
Ooh, Marvin's Room. Mm.
That's good. Yeah, right. Yeah, jot that down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bro. I got a whole half.
Give y'all a slit your wrist playlist with Kelly.
Adele album, 21. Was it 21?
Yeah, 21.
Just about album right there. Just about 60% of all the Weeknd songs.
Bro, I don't even want to talk about the Weeknd after the Super Bowl performance, bro. We can't go.
Back to back podcast with Joel is just like F the Weekend.
Garbage, bro.
Bust your windows.
He looked like the dog on that SpongeBob meme where he don't know where he at for 45 minutes. It was garbage, bro. Trash man. Low key, my random topic, and we won't get deep into it, but I cannot be the only one that like JT got 97% less attractive when she started dating Lil Uzi. Like, I want to hear none of that. We all got on matching boots and purses. don't come to me with any of the hot girl energy at all. No.
Hold on. So, Joe, I'm a put you on game. It's a plot twist. JT is really only with Uzi just to get that diamond out his forehead.
I don't care.
This is a whole topic. We're gonna go deep into this.
I thought they were together because she likes to keep him in a purse like a little Yorkie. And then when she takes him out, he's all confused, like, how did we get here? Like, I just had the car.
Oh my God.
And now we at the mall. How'd you get here? I don't know.
That is wild.
He probably has like lead poisoning by now.
Bro, that's crazy. But yeah, appreciate everybody sticking with us right now, enjoying the conversation. We're going to go to dropping on the first and the third week of the month. So we're going to be bi-weekly like your paycheck. So come hang out with us, talk to us. If you got anything that you want to say about simping, you can put it in the comments on YouTube or jump on the IG and say what you feel is simping or what's the worst type of simp, because that Where My Hug At guy is still out there and we didn't talk about him.
Ooh, he's a bottom level.
Yeah, like that's
and did he get the creepy hug like this? Like,
oh yeah, you can't beckon the hug like that from across the way. It's almost like when Joe was running around the Macon Coliseum, like, golly.
Yeah, that was
Where My Hug At. I saw you and I chased you. You gonna be there later?
I paid for that with my hair.
He sacrificed his hair to get that. You gotta pay what you owe. Well, the only thing I can give you is my locks.
Yeah, I had to Spartan kick that part of myself into a hole, bro.
I will never again shave it off. Either you're gonna be 5'7" or you ain't gonna have hair.
He's at the reverse Samson.
I'm gonna go.
Clean that right off, bro. Clean that right off, boss. But yeah, man, we appreciate y'all sticking with us for another week, another episode.
Hey,
and appreciate you joining us this week, Ant.
Yeah, man, y'all be safe out there in them streets if y'all out there being hard-headed.
Just don't. I think by the time this drops, they'll already have COVID and be back home yet. So enjoy the last week of your quarantine.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you. You still got 7 more days. Two things I'll say. Hey, shout out.
And I hope they found your car.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, you about to get that.
Hey, look on the bright side. Hey, at least they'll have, you know, the little stimulus check dropping. They can put a down payment on another car, you know.
No, they're going to put a down payment on another trip to Atlanta.
I ain't going to hold you.
another trip to Atlanta where they're going to get robbed again. Hey, just two things. Well, you're not going to hear this by the time. And you're going to be really surprised if she is a 9 or above and she's really pressed to get with you at the bar. She's either a man or you about to get Mona Lisa. I'm just going to let you know that now. So don't trust it. If you chasing it, all right, cool. Is she chasing
you? I just got a Mona Lisa. Remember,
it might be a him, or you going to need somebody to pray for you because you about to get set up.
Yeah.
Don't go to work on your off day. And shout out to Kiddo and Tyler for winning a 7-man championship.
Hey,
my
let's
girl
go.
To play flag.
Crank it. Bro. Let's go, Kiddo. Stay out of Midtown, people. Stay out of Midtown. Stay far away from Midtown.
Stay out of Brookhaven. So we're going to be out. We're cutting the button. Y'all come follow us on all your streaming platforms, YouTube, and everything like that. Huh? I'm about to get the stop button. So you good? You want to? My nigga, do you need sunglasses? Like, what's going on? The rays is hitting you from the top of the head. Your ankle. You've been squinting the whole.